Proclamation number 4318 of 30th of May, 1948. Light of the Sun. Interaction. The interaction of force and resistance must show itself in light phenomena of whatever kind, or also. Every generation of light is the result of the counteraction of two forces, from which it can be concluded that positive and negative forces are absolutely necessary in order to bring about the light of the sun which outshines everything. The light of the sun has such an important distant effect that people on Earth can certainly see and feel it but can never determine its origin because they will never fathom the nature of the sun and will therefore always draw wrong conclusions. Light phenomena on Earth always have causes connected with matter, and therefore the same or similar causes are also attributed to the light of the sun. The sun, however, is not a material world, even though it is visible to people and is counted as such in research. It is a purely spiritual heavenly body, a creation which certainly exists, thus it is called into existence by the will of God, but which has no material substances and can therefore only be seen with the spiritual eye, whereas the earthly eye can only see the exceedingly radiant brightness and be dazzled by it. The light of the sun is of such tremendous effect that it must be concluded that it is an origin which lies far beyond human knowledge. A process is taking place in the universe which is only comprehended by a few enlightened people. To a certain extent, a gate is open where the activity of the spiritual becomes visible. It is the struggle of the beings of light against the darkness, the counteraction of forces which unfold the utmost energy in order to assert themselves, in order to gain victory over the opposing force. A spiritual creation with all its inhabitants openly confronts the darkness and from there continues to have an effect on it. It is like a perpetual enfolding of the highest tension of two poles, and the effect is a fire that is incomprehensible to human beings, a source of light of undreamt of strength. It is an emanation of the light emanating from the perfect spiritual beings into the universe. It is spiritual strength which is visibly guided as light wherever there is darkness in order to create the possibility for the still undeveloped spiritual to return into the proximity of the eternal light. It is an emanation which certainly has a similarity with earthly produced light, which is luminous in highest potency, whereas earthly light has a limited luminosity, as everything in the material world is limited. Forces at work against each other, if they fight fiercely, must then ignite when they are unyielding, that is, of insurmountable hardness, otherwise one force defeats or consumes the other. Now here are the most distant opposing forces at work. Highly perfect beings from the spiritual world permeated by God's strength and the forces of darkness, which still dwell and bound in the universe and seek to destroy everything that is to be addressed as divine creation. But nothing is within their reach. Their power is enormous, and so they proceed against those forces where they expect the hardest resistance, where they can let off steam and believe they can destroy what resists them. They abhor the lights and want to extinguish it. The perfect beings, however, want to break through the darkness. This struggle of light against darkness is, however, at the same time the preservation of the entire earthly material creation. For forces come to development that multiply infinitely and push towards utilization. And the utilization is only to awaken to life that which has been overcome in the struggle, to make it possible for that which has hitherto become inactive to become active through the supply of strength when it exposes itself to the working of the light. Thus the positive and negative forces constantly generate life. Their struggle is visible through the light of the sun, but it is not an earthly explainable firepower which causes the extraordinary radiation. But the light of the sun is only visible in the earthly sphere when it touches the earthly material sphere as well as the spheres of those heavenly bodies which lie in the sphere of the sun and are fed with its luminosity. For these are the kingdom of the bound spiritual, which is allowed to take cognizance of the battle between light and darkness in order to draw benefit from this knowledge for the course of development. For this reason, however, no research can be undertaken beyond these spheres. I.e., the cause of the sunlight can never be determined by research, because outside of the earthly sphere there is no further for the human intellect, because it exceeds the human being's power of thought. Nothing can be proven but only what God reveals to people through spiritual enlightenment has to be accepted by faith. Research begins where it is actually already at an end. Everything earthly can be researched, beyond that the earthly intellect is not sufficient, and through earthly drawing of parallels it becomes entangled in error. For the spiritual world, the world outside the earthly sphere is a completely different world with other laws and other effects, into which a person should never stoop in research if he does not want to fall prey to error. Amen.